We love hip hop.
Mucho TV, we love hip hop. The most smoked out podcast. Even though I didn't smoke, I had some more.
Yeah, you already know, it's your boy 100 Watts. Shout out, we love hip hop.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Kofi. You tuned in with We Love Hip Hop.
We love hip hop. Onyx, we love hip hop. Fredro Starr, yeah, we doing the drop right now. Fuck that, don't ask me later.
We love hip hop.
With the gay pride flag.
Gay pride flag. Yeah, I have a hard time saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have Fox imagery, so like Fox shirts with the... made out of pride color combinations.
Okay.
They're gonna be playing this at the parade.
Money over bitches. If they're playing this at Pride,
my ambitions as a rider.
Why you gotta do that, Friday?
All right, fuck it. Let's just start with the music. Let's do it. Pull up. Okay. Road trip. What are we, episode 227?
What? 227, big numbers.
Let's go!
Yo, Friday, I don't know if this thing is dead or not. Oh, there we go. Noise again.
You don't know about this with this old school shit here.
Hey, I'm just bobbing my head.
Friday. Man, like, yo.
I'm gonna take you on a trip.
No, I know this song. I know.
I'm gonna take you on a trip.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know the song? Do you know the artist name though?
Yeah, Chaos. Yeah, come on, Crabs in a Bucket.
Let's fuck you with.
Jeez. Gucci, you know about this right here?
Yeah, I definitely do.
This was just on Much Music 24/7.
You get jiggy today.
That was all over Queen Street West with these videos. Odington, Queen Street West.
I didn't even recognize that.
Gladstone.
I'm gonna take y'all on an old school ride.
Say?
The hipster area now.
The hipster area now.
Was it? Hipster. Before it was hipster. He helped gentrify it.
We got him to blame for that.
Not blame. He helped. People have fun in those hipster times.
Come on, I know I do.
You've been to Baron Dog before? You've chased after Baron Dog?
Hold on, I got one for y'all.
What is it? Come on.
Oh my God.
There you go.
I don't know if you're ready for all this. Let's go.
That's a bird.
I know this from Tony Hawk, I think.
Yo, Tony Hawk, that game was fire.
The soundtrack was crazy.
Yes. That's crazy.
Okay.
This is from Tony Hawk.
So we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm the host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Executive Rick, aka I got a new one, Rick Onse.
Nah, man.
Saturday from We Hate Hip Hop.
Yo, Rick Conte as in Beyonce? He's Kelly?
Kelly, hey, I love Kelly. Yo, I love Kelly, eh?
Hold on,
yo, as long
Kelly.
As I'm not Michelle. Hey, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm Michelle today.
Yo, Michelle fell on the floor. They didn't even take a step to look if she was okay. This girl dropped on the TV live, yo. She had to get up and be like, oh. Get right back in step. They didn't even shed a... They didn't beat an eye. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Salute to the fucking host.
But yeah, I don't mind being Kelly. Yo, you know... Okay. You want to know what's funny?
Hold on. Let's do the intro first. But yeah, man. No more AKAs, but to the left of me. Or to the right of me.
PK Herc.
Hey.
Parker. PK Parker.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? We got Tony. Ginobili's not here today. You know what I'm saying? Ginobili G is not here today.
No, Ginobili. Wait, okay. Can you explain the Tim Duncan?
Okay, so... Okay, I'm going to put a pin on it, and we'll get to it after the intro.
But yeah, okay.
Any quick shout-outs?
Let me shout... Oh, man. Mubarak. If I'm saying it wrong, I apologize. But Barrick, the man see me on the street the other day, and he's like, "Hey, yo, he watches." Yeah, yeah, so I appreciate that. And just now earlier today, when I was going to get a little pre warm up snack or whatever, you know, pregame, homeboy from Esplanade named Swervo. Shout out Esplanade and shout out Swervo. You understand what I'm saying?
Swervo.
Yeah, and everybody else who fucks with the podcast, thank you for rocking with us this long, 227 episodes. You know what I'm saying? Man. I guess I maybe have still a little bit of a hangover from my birthday, but I wasn't shit-faced like the year prior. So, thank you to everyone for the birthday wishes.
Mm. And happy birthday, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Happy 42. I'm joking. But yeah, big up yourself, Toronto. Shout out to the Collective.
Yes, you know Toronto Collective. Here,
Toronto Collective. All these beautiful spray paint cans and lovely colors and vinyl toys and just a graffiti artist's wet dream right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? But big up to them, Toronto Collective. And big up Gucci.
Gang.
Empress. You understand what I'm saying? Gutsy Guts, wherever you're at. You know what I'm saying? Big up Gutsy Guts. You understand? Big up our guest, Mo.
Mucho.
Mucho. Yeah, I keep saying Mo. My bad. Mucho.
It's all good.
And Friday, Ricky Dredd, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. Caparoo. But yeah, no. So episode 227, big up yourself, Toronto. And shout out the guys that I shout out earlier, Mubuck and Swervo.
Swervo.
You understand what I'm saying? Big up yourself, Esplanade.
Scene. Do me a favor, because just it's hitting your chain. That's what you got. So what's going on there?
Too much ice.
Too much ice going on there. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. But we got a special guest, co-host over here with us today, Mucho TV, aka Mucho Boomin. I gotta bring back Mucho Boomin for you. You know what I'm saying? I got you.
Nicknames we don't use no more.
You know what I'm saying?
Mucho Boomin. Okay.
So, you got some quick shout outs before we get into this?
Nah, man. Shout out me. No, please. Shout out everybody, man. Shout out everybody.
Yeah.
They heard your phone there.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. The Tim Duncan thing. Yo. We'll pull it off. Because
you and Keep Sick Solid social media interactions kill me, man. I'd be dying, bro.
Yeah, they had me on meme life for a second, yo. Okay, so the Tim Duncan originated from a live that I was doing where Top 5 joined.
Okay.
And I guess we were having a little bit of like a back and forward.
Yeah.
Right? It got lukewarm. I'm not gonna say heated. It got lukewarm.
Things with Top 5 get lukewarm.
Yeah, well, no, usually things get heated, but it got lukewarm with us, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yo, Tim Duncan, simmer down," right? And I don't know, like
it just stuck.
It just fucking stuck. Everybody started fucking calling me Tim Duncan. After. You know what I'm saying?
In that live, not to jump cut you off, but it was like, Timmy. It started off as Tim Duncan.
Mm.
Then it was like, "Yo, Timmy D, relax, bro."
Yeah.
And then so. It just stuck.
I'm trying to even figure out like what the joke means.
Because Tim Duncan is supposed to be old.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Tim Dunk's a 5-time champion.
Yeah.
He's probably one of the greatest big men in basketball.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He was just swaggerless.
That's all it was. Maybe that's what they're trying to say.
It could be that angle.
I never even thought of that. Listen, no disrespect.
I'm Drippy. I'm Drippy Rick, so I don't know what y'all talking about.
No, Designer Rick. Don't get it twisted.
Designer Rick, Drippy Rick, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, shout out.
Pound for pound, you know what I'm saying? For the drip, my homie Jay, he linked us up with some drip. But we almost forgot Gucci in the corner over here. What's going on, Big Gucci?
It's your boy Gucci. Yo, shout out to the team, man. 227. That's big. You feel me? Yo, shout out to the supporters for making this even happen. You know what I mean?
Without them, there's no us.
What? Yo, you could catch your boy on Uncut 6 Views.
Uncut.
Make sure you guys go check that out. You know what I mean?
Uncut, yo,
you know, we
game.
Got real uncut. Shout out to Binga for, you know what I mean?
Did he bring back the chain?
He didn't bring it on this time. You know what I mean?
Maybe next time.
That's for episode 3.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, but yo, shout out everybody. You already know, man. It's your boy Gucci Gang.
Gucci. So say that then.
Say that.
Is that the catchphrase now?
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? People, like, anything you do,
Yo, say that.
Say that.
So say
like,
that.
Okay,
bro.
Say that then. That's all right.
Let me say that then.
I'm incorporating that. I like that.
So, yeah. Say that. Well, you know where you heard that sentence. First. You know where you heard that first, right?
Say that then.
Yeah, man. And also, big salute to Empress in the building. She don't got a mic, but she's in here helping us out here, doing the production behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And big salute to the Toronto Collective once again. You know what I'm saying? The homie Shane, the homie Sean, you know, linking us up with the spot for today. Also, trip. You know, field trip life.
First COVID field trip. Yay!
I know, right? Also, I want to send a big salute to all the big salute to all the people who are in their desk or at their desk, cubicle gang, all the 9-to-5 people, the office warriors and the worker warriors, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Salute to all the people who are listening to us on the listening platforms, whether it's iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, we're on Amazon Music, we're on all listening platforms, and salute to the subscribers.
The members.
And the members. Make sure to hit the subscription button
and Patreon.
Patreon. We're going to start putting some Patreon content behind that wall soon when we get the new spot.
And if you guys need convo shout outs, holler at us. Mm-hmm. You got those convos too. You want those shout outs? You can holler at us. Birthday, Christmas, we got you.
Yeah.
Holler.
Or just catch you in the streets.
Yeah, that too. That's free.
That's free. That's true.
That's free. You catch me in the streets, it's free. But if you come to the DMs, you slide into DMs, you got to pay.
That's a good way.
One quick couple of news things I want to bring up, and not to make it somber or anything. But RIP to the 215 Native children that were found last week buried on the site in an old residential school.
And there's been another. I know I put it there on the list.
Sorry.
315.
Yeah, 315. Yeah, yeah. There's
100 that was found at another residential school.
Yeah, so it's 315.
It's looking. If they keep going to these residential schools and trying to, they may find more. Mm-hmm. So we pray that this is the last of them, you know, so their souls can rest, because it's like, 3 generations or 5 generations of mourning is going to be needed. And that's what they were talking about, the 215. So now that there's 100 and more on top of that, I don't know how much more generations they're going to add to that. But that's how they say they deal with it. It's generational. It's going to take this many generationals to get past the pain of what happened. So
I'm kind of ignorant to the whole thing, right? I don't know if y'all got more information on this than me, right? Mm-hmm. But like, what was going on in these schools that like they're just killing off the youths then?
So basically, what the residential schools was like, yo, the whole idea was to get the native out of the native, like get the Indian person, not to be rude, but I guess, yeah, the native.
Yeah, get their aboriginalness out of it.
For the aboriginal.
Yeah, you know,
get the native, the aboriginal out of the aboriginal, be more Catholic, speak indigenous.
The indigenous.
Thank you,
Empress.
It's a great save, right?
Fuck. Marijuana, man, you know, it's a killer of the brain cells. But anyways. What we were saying, yeah, so we just got to give thanks, and I totally lost my train of thought.
No. What? Why the schools are there are mashed up?
Okay, yeah, because this is what happened. So basically, they're trying to convert them, like, to Christianity, like, speak English, cut your hair a certain way, become a Christian.
None of your
traditions matter. Like,
right. They were Catholic schools.
Basically, they're and it's funny because not too long ago, Justin Trudeau came out after the first 200 kids was found and say, yo, the church, you guys have to take your fair share of the blame. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. You guys can't just pass the buck on to the province or to the, you know what I mean? Like, you guys are just as much involved as anybody else. So you guys got to own up to your own fair share.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And instead of putting the schooling in those communities, you know, they just stayed wherever they're at, took those kids.
That's what it is.
And then, you know, quote unquote, housed them.
Mm.
But the medical procedures and everything, the way they were treating them was so terrible.
Everything.
That it was just kids dying left and right. So that's what you're seeing now.
Yeah, that's they're finding the graves. Well, nuts, man.
I just wanted to mention that because, like, I've been seeing it rolling around in the news, and I know we're the hip hop podcast, and like, but we do a lot of news stories, and I feel like we'd be remiss to not mention that at least one time on the show, you know.
Also,
what I'm saying,
the show that I watched, like, because with my girlfriend, she works for Rogers and stuff, mm-hmm. right? So they did like something like Rogers, like for their indigenous members of their community. So they had them talking about their actual real life personal experiences with residential schools.
Mm.
Like the last one, if I'm not mistaken, closed in 1996.
Wow, so that's not even that long ago.
So it's like, yeah, so it's like, she's like, my grandmother, my mother, and myself went to residential school,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's like, she was one, I don't know who she is, and I'm just paraphrasing, but she's like, yo, when my mom used to take us to the beach, she'd be covered head to toe. And I'm thinking, because she's a conservative woman, you know, yeah. she was covering herself. But realistically, it's because she had like burns
Ooh.
On 90% of her wow. body. And they only found that out when she was in palliative care and they were cleaning her body. You know, like she couldn't clean herself, so they had to wipe her down. And
then they seen the burns.
And that's when they realized that, oh my God, all these years we thought our mother was a conservative woman, mm-hmm. but she's hiding this trauma
yeah.
that happened at the residential school.
Wow. They're
like, literally, they. So what happened to her mom was that she told them was that they put her in like scalding hot boiling tub water.
Jesus Christ.
Right? And like, yeah, so.
Yeah, that's.
Right? Like, wow. That's the type of treatment. And then yeah. they want to say that, oh, they ran away and died and stuff like that. If you see the. At Heritage Moments or whatever, the mm-hmm. one kid, he runs and he dies by the train tracks because it's either it's better to run away, I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
try
yeah.
your luck and see if you can get home. But yeah, so it's a very sad story no matter how you look at it, how mm. you flip it. It's very sad. So
yeah,
our
man.
Condolences to condolences. Everybody who's involved.
Most definitely.
Like the, and I'm not saying involved like politics. I'm saying the people like bloodlines and family mm. members that are
the
directly
people who are affected,
affected
yeah.
by it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not these politicians that are trying to save face.
Raising the flag.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. remember, like these places are still under
yeah.
boil water advisories for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that let's let that sink in. You understand right. what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, man. Condolences to the families and yeah, man. This is a serious thing that we'll definitely keep our eye on. Also, Tupac's 50th birthday would have been today while we're filming this episode.
June 16th. Excuse me.
From what I'm seeing here in the story, let me actually run something quick, fast, just to...
Janet put a post up.
Run something.
Ms. Jackson.
Oh, yeah? What'd she do?
She put the... it looked like something they made a shot on, like, Poetic... What is it? Poetic Justice? The movie with him and Janet Jackson?
Oh, was she reminiscing about the good times.
Yeah, like, there's a picture of her and him hugging, like, on set, probably, oh, yeah. a green screen photo yeah, or something, okay, you know, like... Yeah. Just, like, a photo for the movie, you know?
Got
like,
you, got you.
But she posted that, like, yeah.
I seen Jada post something, some like,
oh yeah, you know,
heartfelt.
Oh, she's entangled today. Yeah, yeah. You know, her entanglement level was on high today. Will, stay away from me today, okay?
Don't touch me.
Yo, I'm entangled.
Yeah, for real.
I'm entangled super, in memories.
Super entangled today.
But shout out to Tupac, RIP Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I see peace. Also in the news story something about his Pride shirts or something with Tupac?
Yeah, so supposedly his estate okayed them to release a whole bunch of Tupac memorabilia with the gay pride flags on it, basically. So it's like Tupac silhouette with the gay pride flag. See, I have a hard time saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have Pac imagery, so like okay. Tupac shirts with made out of pride color combinations.
Okay.
They're gonna be playing stuff this like at the parade.
Money over bitches. If they're playing this at Pride,
my ambition is as a rider.
Stop. Friday. Why you gotta Pause. Do that? Why you gotta do that, Friday? Yo, oh, Mark.
That, hey, that took me
yo,
a second.
Yo, Mark.
Yo, Mark, for real.
Yo, Mark. Yo, Mark. Yo, Mark.
But I wouldn't blame them if they played this.
That's what? That's what they call a top.
Oh, all right, yo, stop this.
Oh.
Stop this. We're going to
do it.
They're
going to
come for us.
No.
Stop this.
Listen, salute to the LGBTQ
yeah, for sure.
to yes. a community.
I guess it's a
but
good
the
look.
Joke was there. It was there. Yeah. You know, nice. Low hanging fruit.
Yo,
pause.
Now you found that joke. It wasn't there.
Low hanging.
The shit just writes itself, man. I'm sorry.
Yo, you can't help yourself sometimes. It's right there on the page for you.
Yeah. I think Tupac would have been cool with that. You know, he was comfortable with his sexuality.
You see some of them best.
Yeah.
I'm playing.
Okay, but even before, like, yo.
Yeah, like,
Pac has, there's interviews of Pac when he's in high school.
Yeah.
With Jada Pink when he's like 17 years old.
Right.
And I'm going to grow up.
He had what seems to be feminine traits in that interview.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with him because, you know, at that time, and in what he's in, he's in art school. So I guess they want you to express, but they also want you to be your full expression of yourself. They don't want you to hold back anything. So that's how he felt he had to vibe in that situation. I guess that's how he vibed in that situation.
Yes.
That's how I look at it.
Tupac would have been woke.
Tupac was very woke. Tupac's
he would have been super woke.
Lineage. This guy's a Black Panther lineage. Like his family, his mom is, you know, like, although she was a one-time crackhead, but she is who she is.
It's true.
And holds weight in the Black Panther Party. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
What do you think Tupac's tweets would have been like these days? Like, what would he be tweeting about or, like, posting on Instagram?
I got a controversial Tupac. If Tupac was, like, today, he would be, like, Tekashi without the snitching.
Like trolling?
I think he'd be that level.
Like trolling?
You think he'd be trolling?
I think
Nah, man. Nah, you know what I think it would be?
Post-jail Tupac.
You know what I think it would be?
Post-jail.
He'll be preaching about the world, about the COVID. Like, you know, Tupac. He's just deep. He's always
political,
telling
me. But I think
he was, but he took a turn after that Suge shit.
That's what that's
like the
that's,
same way. Like,
but that's what I was saying. Like, I think he would have been more like, because remember, Tupac was a studio rat.
Right.
So I think most of his lives and his stories and shit like that would be in the studio.
I agree.
In the studio, popping bottles, maybe smoking blunts, women around, whatever, you know, like yelling at niggas to work harder.
Right.
Like, nigga, fix that verse. Like, this is whack.
You're right.
Like,
you're right.
I feel that side of Pac would be more on social media, maybe some of his political feelings and stuff like that.
This is true. This is true. But there's also that aspect of him where he kind of like, he joined the Bloods at 24.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the same thing Tekashi did.
This is true. That's I never fucking really thought
about
that.
We have a saying in my neighborhood, who joins a gang at 40? You understand what I'm saying? Right?
But,
But right. Like, that's the same idea. So yeah, I feel you on that. Like,
Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up on his
No, it's facts though. No, but that's good to bring up because people need to know these things.
He wasn't a perfect dude,
No, far from perfect. You understand what I'm saying? And when he got around the wrong people, look what happened to him.
That's
he took on the influence of the people around him. You understand what I'm saying? So he was guilty by association in certain things, certain aspects.
And don't worry, your addies, you know, you don't be putting your addie on your Instagram and shit like that. Also, you're not going to get snuffed by a Tupac fan.
Oh, me, I don't care less. I'm out in the streets every day. You know what I'm saying?
I heard what you said about
Pac. If a man feels like he's brave enough to snuff me in the face, I better hope he better hope he knocks me out.
Right.
Guaranteed, because I'm telling you, I'm going to bruck your jaw, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to you.
I work out 3 times a week, not to be fucking, you know, in mid shape, but not to get punch to my jaw to get knocked out.
That's all you're gonna hear coming down the street.
Yo, stop
this. What about Pac, nigga?
Yo, stop this, Friday.
Said, what, nigga?
Yo, one thing else I want to say about Pac that I can relate with Pac. We're both Geminis. You understand what I'm saying? Gemini aspect, so I can see where you're saying the fuckery and shit is there because multiple personalities lay within inside of Gemini.
Mm-hmm. Right. You understand what I'm saying? You had that era.
Exactly. Yeah. I had my savage era. You understand what I'm saying? I was out there. I did my shit, you know, bleaching 98.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Night Shift Larry,
exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Got the scalpel. You know what I mean?
Fucking bring him out. But yeah, man.
Yeah, we digress.
Salute to the whole Shakur family.
I was about to say Chicago. I feel shout out to the whole Chicago family. But the Shakur family. Yes.
But yeah, man. And R.I.P. to Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Man. Real writer. You know what I mean?
Legend.
And for all the people that say, "Yo, he's still alive." All right, he's in Cuba. All right.
Yeah.
Yo, I actually thought that when I was
Did you believe that?
I believe that when I was in 7th grade.
Yeah, they got you.
I know.
When I was in 7th grade, it was 2007.
Oh wow!
Right, and I was on the blogs and stuff. Mm. It was like the 7-day theory.
Yes.
I really thought he was coming back that day.
Okay.
Yo, they got you.
I was deep. Man. I really the Machiavelli whole thing. I really
you went
thought
through
he was
the
coming.
YouTube.
Yeah.
The YouTube conspiracy theory.
I was in there. I was a kid.
I'm not gonna call you a bitch no more or some shit like that.
They wonder why you call you bitch.
Or no, I'm not gonna call you. There's supposed to be another track where it's supposed to be. If you think it's supposed to be, I'm secret. I'm Pox in Cuba or some shit.
Oh my god.
You understand? People were they're reaching for straws, bro. Like yo, people want Tupac to be alive. They want that Machiavelli story to be true.
They thought he was alive.
Still think he's alive. Some people still think
that's what I'm saying.
People alive.
Wow. You know what I mean? Like there's diehard
believers. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. After 2007, just give it up. You know what I mean?
Facto. But let's get to some music, yo. Top six music videos, and it's good that we have Mucho in here with us today. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Okay.
Mucho TV in the building.
Okay, yeah.
You got to look over the music videos as well. I seen you over here on the Google forum and shit like
that.
Yeah,
I was looking at all of them.
Really? Eh?
Giving them I'll give you my honest opinion.
So you even watched the honorable mentions?
Mm-mm. That's too many.
That's a long list.
The Toronto man in him came up. Nah, that's too good. Yeah, I just wanted time to say, you know what I'm saying?
But like, yeah, what we do with this list, right? And you know, I shared it, I think, on Monday with you, so you've seen it.
Yeah.
A lot of the list was growing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 week of all Canadian music videos,
500 views or more.
All 500 views and up, right? And basically, we just let the people decide. So salute to the comment gang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all did your thing this week. Listen, on one of those Instagram posts, it was like over 200
comments
of people just going crazy. A lot of people repeating themselves.
Not promoted on fucking...
No. I killed the bots right away, and then after that, it was just flooded. You know what I'm saying? So the number one...
Bot control.
It was... Yeah. I can't even say number one is unanimous. Number one and number two, I had to like really dig in.
They were. I seen it switch, and I was like, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that's how you get the top six?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But shout out to the people for coming out.
Facto.
You know what I mean?
But you know, they probably were jonesing a bit. Like, there was a two-week hiatus where there was no list. Mm-hmm. Like,
Yo,
where's my song, bro? I dropped a song, fam. It should be on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's get to it. And also, quick before I get into it, also big shouts to Giggles.
They came through with a stupid care package of edibles. Like, multiple clear. Watch Friday. Friday can't help himself.
Yeah. Gucci, you eating those?
Yo, I had to pop one.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, the one bag, the big bag over there, like extremely strong.
Yeah, man. So salute to them. Okay. Shout them out on their Instagram at Giggles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Swift McKenzie also.
Yeah,
the watermelon one is gone. The watermelon one's gone. Shout you guys out.
I'm about to box deliver just now.
What flavor did you open up?
This is a straw aid.
Oh, like strawberry lemonade.
Yeah. Ooh. But let's get to this top six right here. Number six.
Over strawberry aid, like
Sick people, sick people and Hot Boy Rider.
Alumni.
Gangland.
Alumni.
And I'll pull it up on the screen over here so we can see where I'm going.
Jeez. Look at this technology.
My one second here. My YouTube is acting slow here.
Yeah, close all your tabs.
So salute to Hot Boy Rider. Salute to Sick People. He got his Instagram back, by the way.
You are not, yeah.
Yo, you say he recovered the head tap.
Mm-hmm. He back.
He was a graze, Isaiah. He got grazed. He didn't get head tapped. He got grazed.
Yo, also, and that's probably my Facebook. Let me close my Facebook so it's not making no fucking
noise. No, it's on
How many
you.
Times I have to tell you if you close your tabs though, man? Jeez.
There we go.
Man's hard-headed.
So, yeah, man. So what y'all think of this video here, man?
Nah, I feel like this is fire.
Is it on mute?
Yeah, I got it on mute.
Okay, that's how we're doing it.
Yeah,
because,
you know, YouTube, they're sticky. Copyright infringement. And even though we're doing it for, you know, fair usage, you know, like.
Right.
But whatever. We don't want to argue that.
Yeah, man. So this track right here, the bop on it right now, I was listening to it. I was watching the video quick, fast, in and out. But it was more, I was just like,
yeah.
Like, when Sick People came in, woo, on the second verse, fire.
I like the track. I like the visuals, you know. I like the fact that, you know, they're driving. He's pulling up, the man sitting on the roof like, fuck it. I'm not even in the car. I'm on the roof.
Yeah.
I fuck with the fact that it's a upbeat song. Like, I feel like a lot of Toronto music, they're too like just they're too low key, too mid low tempo. Like, I fuck with the fact it has a bounce to it.
Yeah.
I think that's needed. So yeah. You know, it sounds happy. They're probably doing some murder bars and stuff.
But they're having a good time doing it.
You know what I mean?
It's juvenile.
Nah. What'd you think, Gooch?
Yo, this is fire. I can't even lie. You know what I mean? Sick people, he always jump on those sick beats. You know what I mean? Like, he knows the beat to choose.
Okay.
But yeah, Hot Boy, he did his thing, the visual. And you know me, Gucci love to see the gal them. So the gal them are in there.
Fire.
Yo, right. Okay. Try do me a quick favor. Can you rewind it a little bit?
The girls are mad at
me. When they're both on the
Cause the girls in Toronto rap
well, not
videos
that far,
are
not
shaking.
That far. No. When they're both standing on the car, yeah, like right there. When they're both standing on the car, yo, what's his name? Hot Boy Rider.
Mm.
Yo, I don't know if the car was moving or stationary, or he was. Well, it looked like The man was standing up on the car, and then he decides to turn around. Okay, he's sitting down there. Then he stands up, and then watch how he turns. Let it play. Just watch how the man turns like he's not standing on the window of the car. Like, what the hell just happened here? Yo, how did he floating. Do that?
Like, nigga caught the Holy Ghost, bro.
Did I see that?
No, wrong? I'm seeing that right now.
You see what I'm seeing, right? I'm not just high and seeing things, okay?
Yeah, man. The niggas
the man turned like he was not standing on a window of a car door or whatever. Like,
That's that edit.
Oh, thank you, Gucci.
Got to cut it. That's the edit. But yeah, man. Salute to the man's the there, man.
That's the edit.
Fucking my big tune. You know what I'm saying? Fucking salute to Sick People and Hot Boy Rider. Sorry, I can't speak today. Yeah. Also, We Love Hip Hop alumni. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But number five.
Number five, Oz.
Cholo Cash. Jeez. Ain't just anyone. Let me pull up the
video.
I didn't mind
this track from Cholo.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one.
Yeah, I didn't mind this one, to be honest with you. Like the first one, I wasn't feeling the algorithm track. I'm not lying.
The song was called Algorithm?
No.
No, the nigga called it an algorithm.
Just the way everything.
Break it down, why is that algorithm track?
Don't kill me.
Everything was like key phrases, bang, like shit you could just search. Like search. Like, yo, just search.
The SEO on the track was super high.
Yeah, like that's why I call it algorithm track.
So funny.
You see what algorithm. I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's on purpose. It's just he's regenerating what he hears.
Yeah, but the way he did it, it was like an algorithm track to me.
Yeah.
I might be wrong.
Friday, could you play a little bit of it? Just a little bit of it. Just let the people.
10 seconds is fair use, right?
Six.
Six. Well,
we need to play it safer on her.
Okay. Hey. So y'all like that?
I don't mind it. Right. It's like from what I've heard previous, mm-hmm. that algorithm track.
Right. He's stepping it up from the last one. Okay.
This is like his third or fourth track since that one.
This motherfucker's been on a wave, bro. Yeah, this is like the third or fourth track in the last month.
I've seen him
put in a lot of work.
Okay, since that track, how many songs has he dropped?
I feel like he's dropping a video every week right now, fam. Like
he was in the comments saying 9 videos in 3 months or some shit.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going
high. That's not bad. That's how he's. But the record is still.
Beg your $5, bro. Junior budget's high.
What's Mulo's record?
24
vids.
What did he say?
Oh.
24 vid. 24 months. What?
Yeah, 16 vid. Like a
16 months. This would be the 25th one.
Yeah.
So 16 months, 25 videos.
Yeah, you can't face it.
Can't face him. Well, Cholo's trying to face him. I'm not saying that.
You know what I'm saying? Cholo's the work ethic.
He's leaving his. Leaving alone.
Just metaphorically.
Yeah. 9 videos in what? 3 months?
Hey.
Is that what he said?
He's coming for the crowd.
He's coming high. He's definitely.
So Gucci, you like this song?
Yeah, I like this one.
You don't sound
one.
Impressed.
It's different,
nah,
you know?
I like this song.
Man. I can hear it in your voice. Also, you like this song? Gucci, you like this song? You hear it in your voice.
Nah, I'm not feeling it. But, you
now
know.
You're being honest.
Yeah, it's.
No, that's what we
to me, it's what you're saying. Even this one to me is algorithm track. It's just he's just saying shit that he just hears like Rod Wave and Lil Durk say. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, times are bad. And, you know, I gotta pop these perkies or whatever. I don't know. But I'm trying to recall what he was saying. But it was very just melancholy, typical, whiny auto-tune. I don't know.
You're not a fan of auto-tune?
No, I love auto-tune, man.
Okay.
I love all rap, man. I'm just
trying to figure out.
Yeah, man.
Well, shit, man.
I don't personally like it I don't like it that much. I don't mind, you know. Like I prefer less. To me, less is more.
I mean, Future's like my top five rappers.
Hendrix.
I forgot you're young. Yeah. But my favorite rapper is from '94 and shit. So.
Right. I got a mix. But still, shout out Cholo Cash. Like he's working hard.
He's working hard.
Yeah, man. Big salute to Cholo Cash.
He has
Cash.
A fan base. Mm-hmm. He's putting work in
for sure.
So we can't knock that. You understand what I'm saying? We might not be feeling some of the tracks he puts out, and that's like with any artist.
Yeah, that's music. Yeah, yeah.
Not everybody's gonna like everything. Mm-hmm. So, like once again, we don't pick the final six list. We just compile it. You know what I'm saying? So the people actually pick it and put it in order. Mm-hmm. So our opinions is our opinions, but it doesn't affect the list. So whatever is there, we're just commenting on that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Fact.
So it's nothing against him. Keep the work up.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Work hard. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, hard work gets gains. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
sir.
Getting gains.
That's yeah, awesome. Man. Big salute to Cholo Cash. Big video. You know what I'm saying? Number 5 on our list this week. Zeke. But number 5, Tuck. Bread.
This track's fire still.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we have a good list, bro.
List is healthy this week, fam.
I was impressed. I was impressed.
Yeah, man. There was no tracks where I was just like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that, you know, so sometimes I ain't even gonna hold you. There's some weeks where I'm just like, this track's kind of stale. Yeah. But this week, I mean, I'm pretty happy. You know what I mean?
This video needs way more views. I guess it just dropped a couple days ago. I'm
2 days.
Yeah,
that's good for 2 days.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. My bad. I'm tripping.
No, like, you know, I hear you though, but it does need more videos. Cause I mean, more views. But
Like this is what I want Toronto drill to sound like.
Give it a little 6 seconds, no?
It's
6 seconds off the list.
You know.
Yeah, take off like a rocket. Why they hate on the gang, just stop it. What do you think? I got
a man
on
his back. Like a baby, yo. Like, got to hug like a newborn. Like, or not even a newborn. You know how they hold the you know people hold their designer poodle? Man, bold and stack like it's a designer dog or some shit.
That's a bar, though. That could be a bar right there.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Low key rapper here. Yeah, my cousin's Frankie Payne, eh? Just let you know, juggernaut. You know what I'm saying? He's a writer. You know what I'm saying? He's a writer.
But yeah, man, what else y'all think of this track here? Gucci, what you think?
Dope. Hating on the game, you guys should stop it. I like the bars. I like how he's coming. I like
gang,
the
beat.
I like how everybody showed up. They in the range in Gucci. The hood. You know what I mean? They Gucci. Turning up. Yeah, I like the vibes. Everybody was lit. You
from
know what
your
mean?
Expertise, Gucci, what is this?
4K? The only thing they're missing is the gal them. You know, the Gucci wanted to see the gal them. But other than that, like, it was.
Yeah, Gucci wants to see the
gal. Is this 4K? Gucci cameras 4K?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Nice lighting in the nighttime,
yeah, like
too.
That's
you know
what I'm
saying?
For a nighttime shot, video, mm-hmm. very clean, yes. very crisp,
it's
very
clean.
Sharp.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Imagery is sharp.
If
it's
I could put my production glasses on, you know what I mean?
Right. Yo, for a nighttime, yo, they got the right lighting, and they're using background lighting too, like lighting off of the buildings.
Yeah, looks
and so it's very clean, very sharp, like the imagery I'm saying. Like, yeah.
And like the rapping wise, because I remember how he was rapping. It was like, it wasn't super in pocket or anything. It was kind of like, kind of in and out, but you're so confident with it. It worked.
Yeah,
it worked.
Yeah,
for real.
You're confident.
Yeah.
I fuck with it.
Yeah, man. Salute to Tuck, man, and salute to the comment gang. They voted this on number 4, real strong. So big tune.
Yeah.
But number 3, K-Boy and G-Baby.
Yo,
Underdog,
too, bro. These guys go in on this track, these two.
And this is for me personally, this is my track of the week.
Your track of the week?
Listen, the way these motherfuckers do this back and forward shit, I'm like, you niggas are a problem.
Yo, it's the second verse that does it for me. The guy with the ski mask, I don't know if he's the first verse or what, but one guy wearing the ski mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, his verse.
Is that the same dude that was getting his hair braided?
Possibly.
Yeah, let me pull it up on the screen here,
he's
man.
He's playing the other video.
I fuck with this guy who's getting his hair beat.
I think it might be the same guy. I'm not sure.
Hold on. I'm going
to
find it.
Holy, those youths were young, bro. Stacked up. Stacked up.
I'll find it here. Let me get this over here. I got too many things going on here.
Again, close your tabs.
Not the tabs.
Just
bro.
Search it, no?
No, it's just that this one mouse is over on one screen, and I got to bring it over to this screen.
Technicalities, huh?
One second.
You keep bending your neck back like you should be sitting on this side of the table. Like.
Where is my mouse?
Why?
But anyways, but yeah, let me pause this for a quick second. One second. We'll cut it in.
We'll cut it in. Well, Tuck's getting a lot of play.
I can't find my mouse, that's why.
There you go. Shouldn't you just duplicate it, though?
There you go. This guy's giving you technicalities. He's giving you how you duplicate the screen on your computer.
Yeah.
I do have it duplicated. That's the thing.
So why can't you see
it? It's extended right now. You should duplicate it.
Yeah, but then you're going to see one. You're going to see
both
things.
Of them. Yeah, you'll see them
both. Oh, because you got a bunch of shit on the other screen.
Yeah.
That he don't want you to see.
Yeah, I say my secret screen here.
Okay. The battery's done.
That's what's the problem. The battery.
The battery's dead, eh?
No, it keeps on falling out, man. Okay. This is.
Am I
doing this shit properly? Fuck. Here it is.
All right.
Okay, that's a cut in.
There we go.
All right, so what y'all think of this track right here, man? This K-Boy and G-Baby track here.
Underdogs here.
I love the back and forth. They're telling a story. It's like a, it's underdog, right? They're saying, you know, they came up, you know, it's dope. It's
very
dope.
Grimy, yo.
It's grimy, though. Like, I can't, like, to be honest, it probably can't blow up these days, or I don't know, maybe it can, maybe it can't, but it's more of like a 90s vibe.
The thing is, they're young, though. Like, from their faces, they look like they're younger.
Yeah.
In this super lyrical pocket.
Right.
That's what
I'm
trying to understand, fam.
Right. And they could probably be a versatile, like, group, but I fuck with it. I fuck with it for sure.
That's what I'm wondering.
You remember these guys nowadays? They look like they're 16, 17, and they're in their 20s, some of them, you know? Like, you know, like, older, they look younger than they actually, I mean, they are, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Like, a lot of them jumped off the porch early too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is like a sick like album cut, and I want to see what else they got too.
I'm telling you, for you, this guy's verse right here. So maybe it's the same one getting his hair braided.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know. But the guy with the ski mask.
Okay.
Yeah, they both go crazy, man. Like, it's like I didn't expect them to do the back and forward shit, and then they did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, bruh.
What you think of this, Gooch?
This is like the video of the week for me. Video of the week.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a good video for sure.
One, my boy's getting his hair braided in the video. You know how saucy that is?
That's for
like,
real.
Yo, it's just like you're just in the comfort zone, man. You're just showing people
you know who
like,
did it first, right?
You feel me? Like,
you know who did it first, right? And it wasn't Soulja Boy. It was Snoop Dogg. Snoop did it first.
That's what I'm saying. And it is like you guys saying, like, is bringing you that old vibe. So like, you know, like they killed it bar for bar, everything. Like, for I was rained. It's the video. I like the storytelling. Everything was, this is dope.
Yeah, and again, this is super dope. That freeze frame you had right there was sick too.
Yeah. Goons are out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what you're talking about, those little kids.
Yeah.
Some young ass kids with some big ass stacks, bro.
They're stacked up. Yeah. Little kid looked like he was 8, maybe 10.
One kid was hitting himself in the head with a stack, bro. I'm like, what the hell, bro? Where do you find these guys? You know what I'm saying?
It's nuts. But,
yeah, man.
The video's dope, though.
Big tune. Salute to K-Boy. Salute to G-Baby.
Masked up, braiding their hair.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody masked up, bro.
Yeah.
Shorty's masked up.
You know what I'm saying?
The masks are the greatest thing to happen to hood niggas, bro.
Okay.
Are legally allowed to wear a mask?
Yeah,
legally now, like you can't get stopped for wearing a mask, and you can wear a bandana. You can wear balaclava.
Yeah, they're going crazy.
Yo, you can wear the Nike one, anything like yo, and it's like it's you don't have to worry about getting stopped.
No,
it's preferred now. You know what I'm saying?
Holy,
like it's like backwards now. You run in the store to rob a man, you might as well just go bareface.
They'll be like, "What the hell?
Who's that guy? Yeah. Where's your master?" He knew, what did he look like? He wasn't wearing a mask. What did he look like? He wasn't wearing a mask.
He looked like a human.
Listen, like, you know, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I was at a party recently.
Talk to me.
And a lot of niggas in there with masks on. And I don't know if they're being safe or they're just grimy. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, I feel you on that, though. I feel you.
I'm telling you, I'll go with the latter. It's like, yeah, you know what?
Safe and grimy.
Safe and grimy. Yeah. And I can, and you know what it is? Yo. Is that nigga over there? I don't know if it's still, you know, he's wearing a mask. Yeah, I can't tell.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
they're being safe in several ways.
It's a double-edged sword.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I never thought about that. Yeah, they're protecting themselves.
It's a protection thing. Yeah. More from the COVID. It's not the COVID protection.
Nah, it's not
the off protection under the cover of COVID.
Listen.
Holy, but then, if that's the case, I should not be there.
Technically, shouldn't be there anyway.
You're right. Doug Fortin is saying, you're right.
I'm just saying.
The search? I'm not going in there. Fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
What? The man said.
I couldn't have said it better.
I'm not going to that party. Those type of search?
Nah, they're good.
Man. Big salute to them, man's there. But number two, John Crow from the condo, Lakers.
The names these people come with now.
John Crow from the condo.
You know John Crow, right? Jamaican John Crow?
Nah, my head.
Yo, I know nothing. I could say, fuck, I'm going to be Jamaican here. But yeah, John Crow is like some ugly ass bird, yo.
Oh, shit.
When people, yo, people look at you and say, yo, your favorite John your Crow, favorite my you.
It's like a
yo,
crow.
You ever heard that story before? Your favorite, it's like a, yeah. It's like a buzzard. For it's real. Not a crow, it's like a vulture.
Mm. It's like a vulture.
It's like a vulture. It's like a buzzard.
I know this
it's
guy did condor. Not know that before he made his name.
Yeah.
Maybe he's proud of you. He probably did.
Oh, he's proud of
probably
it.
Probably did. Okay.
Let us know in the comments, homie.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know if you know what John Crow means.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
What y'all think of this video here? Jeez.
Or could have been, ayo, we might be just mistaken for the Jamaican or the Caribbean people might be thinking, but he might be thinking, oh, like John, like Crowdy, like John
right,
Crow.
Right, that's what I was
you know what I'm saying? Like Crowdy, yeah, like Crow, yeah, you know, yeah, John yeah, Crow, you know what I'm saying? Like John Wick.
Right.
You know what I mean? John Crow.
Right.
But he just said, you know what? I'm in the
or maybe
condo.
Maybe he's just Eastern European. Listen.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, even that.
Hold on. Let's get over his name. What do y'all think of his track, yo?
I like this.
He's been on this before.
You guys yo, like this song?
I like the visuals. I don't mind the girl shaking.
You know? I don't mind it. It's better to see Mandem jump around with Hennessy bottles by themselves. Like you want to do that. That's your business. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't mind seeing, like Gucci says, I want to see the gal then.
You want to see the gal then?
I want to see the gal then, man. He has some baddies in the video too, you know what I mean?
Talk to him.
You guys like him thick, yeah?
I like the video.
I like women. I don't discriminate.
Okay.
And then they came hard on this too, you know what I mean? Like, this was saucy.
So what do you think about it?
I don't like this song, man.
Nah.
I like Mucho, yo. Mucho just real with it. Just like, bam, hold that.
Hey,
I mean, it's not me. Like, I think the hook was catchy, a little catchy. He caught a little pocket with the hook, but nah, it was. I didn't like how the engineer mixed his voice. I think they're trying to double the vocals or something. Yeah, I wasn't. It wasn't for me. But hey, that's good. If John Crow, if you got 4 out of 5. Or 3 out of 4.
Yeah, he's number 2 on the list,
man.
Yeah,
you're doing good,
number 2,
man.
Comic Gang Strong.
One in the city.
You know, but it's not for me.
Okay,
still.
So what other song you said? They got what? In the same 2 days, he's got 6,000 views where my guy had 3,000 views.
You're right. That's a good amount of views in 2 days.
Okay, right. So before we even get to number 1, right? As a younger person on our panel here today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get your opinion on what you think is an acceptable amount of views within 5 days.
Acceptable amount of
for views, somebody who's hot.
Right, for somebody who's hot.
Doesn't even matter if they're from Toronto.
Right, for some, okay. Oh. Okay. Okay, so when we're saying hot, like, to me, a lot of these people here are up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So for these guys, the views that they're getting in 5 days, like, around 5,000 to 10,000, that's fucking good, man.
Right.
That's fucking good. You're on the way. That mean if you get that in a week,
mm-hmm.
you'll probably get 50 to 100K in like a few months or something. You know
Facts.
What I mean?
Facts.
That's good. You know what I mean? But if you're somebody more established, like on the top of the underground,
what do they need?
Trying to get to the next level, you know what I mean? Like a press top 5 or something mm-hmm. like that. You know what I mean?
What do they need in 5 days?
You need to get
5 business days.
So that they don't have a dud this week or this month.
I'm not a hyper analytical person. I like to just make good shit.
From your vantage point.
If I put that on and I'm looking, because we all have those biases. When mm-hmm. we see the numbers, we're like, oh, are people really fucking with this?
Yeah.
Then in like 5 days, you need to get like 50,000, something like that.
So 10,000 a day, basically.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it could catch on later. But somebody like Preston, for example, he dropped Attachments and it wasn't really blowing like that at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, it's the biggest thing. It was a slow burner. It was a good song. Yeah.
One of those ones that it just
exactly.
Wobbled.
And it moved word of mouth too. So you can't get too discouraged.
And then they
shit.
Had the remix to fucking take,
and then
Corley
Reigns.
Yeah.
She's quadrupling his views, but that's another story.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to. I wanted to get your opinion on that quick because, you know, from your point of view and as a music lover yourself, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying. I just want to see where you gauge to be like, yeah, this person's hot. You know you know what I mean.
So, what about how do you feel on people buying views?
that's interesting. Okay. Well, if you buy the views, buy the comments too. Mm. You know what I mean?
From American and Canadian fucking commenters.
Right, exactly. Because you
music's so good to make love to.
Like, yeah, not the ones from Turkey and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because you want it to look legit and you don't want people to look at it and know you bought fake views. You know what I mean? Because that could be a fucking death nail. But yeah, you know what? I don't got no problems. But you can't use it. You can't do that too often. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I've never done that. You know what I mean? Back in the days, like when I was growing my IG, I used to spam follows and then unfollow. So I kind of, I understand when people are just trying to get a leg up on the competition.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But I've never bought views or anything, but I guess I can understand that too. But it's very temporary, man. You could only, you could use it once or twice, but at a certain point, you're just losing money.
Yeah.
It's true.
You got to build that organic audience.
You know what I mean? And that's probably better if you build an organic audience because that means it's real.
Yeah. But let's get to the number one.
One Oz.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Number one Oz.
Mr. Bucky. Jeez. Violation.
My pick of the week.
Jeez.
Okay, Gooch.
Let me load up the video here. Fucking YouTube taking 20 years. Big up to fucking Mr. Bucky right here. The comment gang came out dumb, crazy, strong for this dude right here, man. I rate it. Let me see what I'll go out here. And the videography on this is tough. You know what I'm saying? So, hold on, we got some Spadina ambiance rolling by.
Come on, yeah, that's what you guys called it, the ambiance.
Oh, no, we need to hear some sirens for the ambiance. Mm. Well, yeah, that's super part of it, too. In the summer, motorcycles? Oh, hell yeah.
You got to play a little piece of it.
Now I got to remember what I thought about it.
You see the problem with this? Yeah, we talking about that violation. We gon' pull up on the block and we gon' violate.
Ooh, I like this one. I'ma get this damn back and I'ma grind with it.
Come on, come on now.
Cause I think it's very, I think the most important thing for a rapper is to have a good voice. Yeah. Or not even a good voice, a distinctive voice.
Yeah.
And he has one.
You right.
He has one for sure. That's why Press Up blew up, right?
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Like, so I think he has a really good voice. I think he has potential.
I had to grow on his voice.
Yeah. Press Up?
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't. Right. It's distinctive. Yeah. You know what I mean? You hear it once and you'll hear it forever. You'll know it forever.
You know who it is.
Yeah.
Like Gilbert Godfrey, is that his name?
No, the comedian. Yeah, exactly. That whitey.
Novocaine Press.
That track was fire. So.
Yeah. And it's one of those where you hear it, even if maybe you don't like it at first, you're like, who's that?
Yeah.
So, not saying this guy sounds like Presto, but he has a distinctive voice.
I think
he could go far. It's a good song.
Yeah, man. And the video is real, man. I like the way that it's like, cause, you know, it just looks, they're not like doing a bunch of stuff. But
oh, yeah,
like,
he's chilling.
It's just, you feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's like it's coming from his heart. Like, you know, when he's spinning, like, you just feel it. You feel me? Like, yeah. I like it. It's, and then the beat, too, it just thumps with it. So it's like, yo, like, you know, I feel it. Like, the beat, everything, the video, saucy. I like it.
Yeah,
pick of the
man.
Week.
Yeah, man.
No, my boy with the red mask.
Yeah, that mask was crazy.
Yo, bro, with the hair out.
Oh, my God. That's some UK shit.
Yeah, man, fucking everything on this video is on point, man. You know what I'm saying? This is my second favorite video on the list, you know what I'm saying? But
what was your favorite?
My favorite was K-Boy featuring G-Baby, Underdog.
That's probably my favorite.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this one was like right there close, you know what I'm saying? When I heard this, I was like, damn, I need to pull it up, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, big up to Mr. Bucky. Big tune, number one in the country this week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gucci, you liked everything, man. What was your favorite one?
Nah, this one.
This one?
This one is number one.
Number one.
Pick of the week. But let's get to these honorable mentions.
Okay. So let's just clear some of the rough here. So we'll do like video of the week, pick of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you do that at the end?
No. So we'll say, you know what? This is not necessarily my song of the week, but this is my video of the week.
Yeah, we all have our own personal favorites. Yeah.
Right? We might all agree, like, yo, this song's a banger across the board. Right. We all like it visually, whatever.
Got you. And then some songs
were like, you know what? I'm not feeling this song, but I like the video.
The visuals, right.
You
like,
know what I'm saying?
Like, my boy getting his hair braided, that's my video of the week.
Oh, okay.
But this is my song.
But yeah, he wasn't in the, he doesn't really, he didn't know. So, you know, that's why you're like, oh, that's why Gucci, you liked everything. You know what I mean? So, yeah. That's our fault for not explaining to you.
Okay, yeah, no, I feel it though.
So yeah, like certain songs, like you might not like the song, but we like the video.
Right,
yeah,
right.
So yeah, video of the week, you know? It's not my pick of the week, but it's my video of the week.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. Salute to everybody who made it on the list this week.
Yeah, the list is banging.
Sure. It means you got supporters.
Facts. But let's get to the honorable mentions right here. Honorable mentions. Tory Lanez featuring DaBaby, Scat. A-Kills featuring Jeezy Lok and L's, Helen Back. Roni, Coffins, Roadrunner, No Pressure. Havaya Mighty featuring Yizzy, Protest. Kofi, Pass the Blunt. Puffy L's, wow. War Baby. Young Smitty, Trap to Rap, All For It. Jevon B, Avon Touring. Nice. Top Notch, Trust. Troy Gates, Lemon Pepper Freestyle, Leo, PNG, Play No Games, Tay Stacks, My Time, Kenzo, 10, Hooper Tart Sanger, Way Up featuring Quake Matthews and Snack the Ripper, Belly featuring Moneybag Yo, Zero Love, TB Gucci, Southern Talk, the 6 Female Cypher, and there's a whole bunch of ladies. I'm not going to name through all the ladies, but salute to them.
Brought to you by
Maisie F. And that's the number 13 for the 6 Female Cypher. 33 Muliso, These Bitches, OT and OT Stacks, Loose Screws. Shortlist this week. You know what I'm saying? And I did my searching. There wasn't a lot of videos this week. You know what I mean?
Mans are out here having fun.
Yo, we're outside, yo.
It's outside time, fam.
Yo, I don't know if there's a guy, his name is Mr. Lewin. Shout out Mr. Lewin on Instagram.
Yeah,
the man's like, yo, the way it's looking outside, we're going into lockdown next week, eh? But until then, we're outside.
We outside.
Come on, get it how you live.
Yo, Friday, 10 minutes to the card out, eh?
Oh, for the card?
Yeah, because of my mic.
Oh, I got card on me. Okay, don't worry. I got you.
You got 10.
Okay, so.
Come on.
A little production behind the scene. Don't worry, listening audience. We keep it raw. Speaking of outside, though. I was looking something up on Reddit and I found something talking about how Toronto crime has changed during the pandemic. And they pulled up a little graph. I'll pull up two of them so I could pull up one on the
sensitive
screen for y'all.
Credit card information? On that.
So right here it's showing here, like, instead of instead of like doing an article and shit on it, what they said here is they did a short little write-up and it said COVID has had a major impact on all parts of our lives, including criminal activity and calls for police assistance. Here's how things have changed in between April 2019 and April 2021. Right now, the quick little write-up that says violent crimes are down, mental health and drug related issues up. I would normally write a couple hundred words to go along with this chart and graph, but I think the two charts below convey all the necessary information. I'll save you the time and simply share the chart below.
Hold on one second before you continue. Mm-hmm. You see where it says what the source is? Dumbwealth.com?
No,
Dumbwealth. I mean, that's the same.
Dumbwealth, yeah, Dumbwealth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Salute to Dumbwealth.com. So it's showing here, uttering threats is up like 80% or almost 80%.
It's down, no? All that stuff is down.
Negative.
Because all the physical crimes are down, but then the mental health stuff is up.
Okay. So the uttering death threats is down. Shoplifting is down. What's this? Breaking and entering. That's
I can't see this. Like, the glare off of the screen, off the light is on the screen there. Yo, no. Breaking and entering, okay.
Breaking and entering, right? Now that's a little bit higher. And then,
no, it's all down. All of them are down.
Yeah, they're down. Negative.
But I'm saying, like, as far as, like, the ones that are, like, still the highest out of the ones.
Yeah.
I got you.
Right?
Oh,
so, like, total assaults is 20%, right?
Oh, okay.
It's down 20%, but it's not down 80%, is what I mean. I guess 80. I'm explaining it in a really shitty way, right? Yeah.
No, we got it.
You know what I mean? But, like, total robberies, it's down to a little bit under 40%. Well, you know what
obviously
I mean?
Shoplifting is going to be down,
Right. Yeah, there's no stores to go to. Right?
Right. Uttering threats, I think, is cap.
You think those? Do you think that didn't go down that
hell
far?
No.
You think that went up?
Hell no. You're not wearing a mask. I'm knocking the fuck out. But put your fucking mask on. What? Who the fuck you think this is? What? Who the fuck are you? What? You're not fucking wearing a mask. Yo, what the fuck? Put on your fucking mask. Right.
And the online threats.
Right. So that right there, I think, is cap. Sexual assaults, for sure, is cap.
You don't think it's actually down?
No. What about these people that are... Okay.
Like, it's less gatherings, though.
It's not about that. It's not about gatherings. It's about people that are trapped in their house with fucking people that they can't get away from. Sure. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we're going to school or going to work. Was there escape from whatever's going on at home?
Yeah. And now they're those fucking... Those go unreported. That's
right? True. You understand what I'm saying? That's the shit. Like, suicide and all of that shit. But, like,
well, there's another chart, too.
I really find, like... I don't know. I don't want to call this cap, but some of this shit on there I say is cap.
All it is reported stuff, right? So there's a huge gray area.
Right, so exactly. There's another thing here that says for the stuff when it was going up in April 20. Mental health and drug issues up April 2021 versus April 2019. Okay, so this is another chart here.
So all of these are up. So that's just showing you, like, you know, lockdown. The lockdowns, they're positive, you know, for getting... You know, COVID down and the flu down even, but this is the negatives.
Yeah.
So calls for mental health up fucking almost 25%. Call for Mental Health Act apprehension.
Wow.
Yeah. Chandy, or sorry, Empress. My bad. Fart.
Beep 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 beep.
Because I know you will. I know you have something to say on it. I know. What is? What is calls for Mental Health Act and apprehension?
They call and the police come and fuck up the chain.
Again.
That's when they call the police and they have that special service that come out as supposed to...
supposed to take you to maybe a
supposed
to
bring you down to camp. Oh, supposed to.
Maybe, you know, like try supposed to bring you down or take you to the doctors. But usually those calls end up in death more in Toronto.
Because... this is what they're talking about when they're trying to divide up the police stuff, right? They're not trying to have the police come for this stuff.
Yeah, no, because the police can't really deal with this. Yeah. They don't have the mental, not the mental, but they don't have the school, like the...
Right.
Not mental, but they don't have
the training. The training,
to deal with people that have mental health issues. How to de-escalate a situation.
So these calls go to where? They go to the police or no?
Yeah, we're like...
See, you're not sure? Okay.
Stats Canada...
Got you.
These are Stats Canada, source with the dumb wealth, right? And Stats Canada. So maybe these are like calls to CAMH.
No, it's police report. It's police reported, so it has to be to the police.
Oh, there it says. Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
And impaired driving is like the third highest on this list here. You know what I'm saying? So, and the calls for overdose went up.
I could see all of that makes sense to intuitively. That all makes sense. All
right. So I just wanted to bring that to our attention here, like. You know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but like, there's so much different things going on. Is it 3 minutes? That like, you know, we got to bring everything to the attention. Wait,
but
let's cut to a quick break. You know what I'm saying? Gucci's showing me that we only got 3 minutes left on the thing anyway.
Half a Dougie fresh. Oh.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Yo, camera, you dead.
All right.
Hold on. I'm gonna take us to a break here with a tune here.
Tunas
from the Rascals here. Let me find it here on my Spotify. And salute to Spotify. I was in my old school bag earlier, mucho. Okay, because you know you're the younger one on the panel here. So I'm taking you through hip hop school. No. I'm not saying it in any way to smaller.
I'm
just,
I'm the oldest.
I like this because sometimes I want to see if you heard it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What's your take on it?
You know what I mean? 100%. But this is a tune from the Rascals, you know, more specifically Red One on the solo. Track is called Movie Stars.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. That's how you feeling?
Hey!
See? And Jiggy today.
Talk to me.
Hey, it's We Love Hip Hop over here, baby. I wonder what standard bar.
Let's go!
Body aesthetic, your body look good, so I gotta give credit. Sorry, I don't recall it.
You got that look like y'all come get it. Short skirt wearing and diamond earrings and no drawers on love to live. We love hip hop.
So we got Mucho in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Mucho TV. Yeah. It was a dope interview. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Very dope interview. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming through and sharing with us and being so candid with us. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Give the people your social medias. Let the people know where to find you and all that good stuff. All the places you want people to find you.
Okay, yeah. So it's the big three, you know, Instagram, Mucho TV, TikTok, Mucho TV 1, YouTube, Mucho TV. Twitter, don't look for me. Leave me alone there. Just that's where I'm wilding out. Just leave me alone there. Nah, I'm playing. But the other ones for sure. And yeah, new shit coming.
Okay. PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
Well, you know, you can find me in PK, you know, Parkdale, as usual, per usual. You see me rolling around Toronto. As big as it is, it's a very small place. So you catch me anywhere, really. You know what I'm saying? So big up to all the people that stop us and, you know, and say hello. You know what I'm saying? The vibe is always nice. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys for watching. I appreciate that you tell your friends to watch. You know what I'm saying? Without you guys, we're not really doing anything. You know what I'm saying? So We Love Hip Hop is more for you guys than it is for us. So we appreciate you. And thank you for coming through. Mucho TV, thank you for coming through.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to come through with a follow-up very soon. You know
100%,
what I mean?
Man. I'm downtown. I'm down whenever.
Right. Okay. So. Yeah, we might need an extra co-host a day or two, whatever.
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean? So, got you. But yes, thank you for coming through. Episode 227, Toronto.
Mary.
So, you know what I'm saying? Where's Gutsy?
Yeah, where's that boy?
We don't know.
What where's happened Gutsy? To that boy?
But we didn't put a clap into him. No. We didn't put a clap into him. Gutsy's in the wind, but... Shout out Gutsy Guts, you know what I'm saying? Shout out the whole team. Shout out Empress, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Gucci. Shout out Friday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Raheel, you know what I mean? Shout out Zay, you know what I'm saying? Happy belated birthday. Or no, sorry, not belated. Yeah.
Belated. Yeah.
Happy belated birthday to Zay, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to me also, belated to myself. And yeah, all the other Geminis, you know what I'm saying? Big up yourself because you know what it's going through. You know what I mean? So... Thank you again, Toronto.
Scene. Big Gucci.
You already know it's your boy, Gucci. You can find me on my personal page, Gucci416. And my business page, ClearStar Studio 6. And yeah, you know what I mean? You can catch me on 6 Views, episode 51. You guys go check that out. You know what I mean? And you already know it's your boy, Gucci Gang.
That way. What's the slogan? What's the slogan, Gucci? Say it. What is it?
I don't even remember.
Say it.
I don't even remember right now. So say that then. Yeah.
Don't worry, I called you out, man.
Salute to everybody out there who watches us. And once again, apologies for the audio in between. But you know what I'm saying? We'll get it right. Hit me up on all my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dredd, that's D-R-E-D. None of the fakers, all right? D-R-E-D. Make sure to hit us up on our Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network. For 6 Views, hit us up on 6 Views T-O on Instagram as well as on Twitter. And for everything else, We Love Hip Hop related, welovehiphop.ca. Scene.
Hold on, one more shout out. Shout out Giggles again, you know what I'm saying? For the
Giggles.
For the trees. Come Yo, on. The glazed donuts, fire.
Well, that's clever as hell. Laughing gas. Okay.
Laughing
So, yeah, shout them out, you know what I'm saying? For all the goodies, the edibles, we had a fun time tonight. I know I had a, they're all fire. All the flavors are dope. The trees are fire also, so thank you.
Yeah. Salute to Giggles, yo. I'm going to take us out with a track here by Tay Stacks. Track is called My Time.
She's fire. The track's fire, bro. She can rap, bro. These girls have a problem. These girls in the city better watch out. Eh?
That's how you feel.
Girls in the city better watch
out.
That's how you feel. Yo, she's a beast, yo.
Nick Wilson.
Okay.
She can rap.
Yeah.
5 years in the making. I'm pop baked when I'm waking up. Just pop when I'm sleeping from. Save enough, that's broke, but waking up, sleeping off, be waking up. I've been the one that they waiting for. My time, and it'll take it first.
Slaves,
all the bags first. New slate, we can add first. I'm sure it's a man's nurse. Clean for me, get your ass to worse. IP, lay your ass in hers. End of discussion, you last in first. Big Mad, you hurt. Big